The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If you were not listening earlier, I'm back from vacation. I'm actually working again. Joy and I have had a wonderful, wonderful time of refreshment and relaxation, and we've just had a great time. I want to thank my guest hosts for the 2 weeks that I was off the air. I think in 30 years of doing a talk show on WRFD, I've never been off the air for 2 consecutive weeks. But God provided the means and the resources to do it, and the management there at WRFD was so very, very gracious to I had a vacation coming, but it's unusual for a talk show host to take 2 consecutive weeks off. So I'm very, very grateful for the generosity of WRFD, Salem Media, and it's just been wonderful, but it is great to be back on the air. However, you can tell I'm a little rusty. My dear wife, who actually still listens, after all of these years, she still listens, told me, I didn't realize it, when we did the anniversary club at the bottom of the last hour at 4:30, I wished Brent and Anita Combs of Upper Arlington a happy 16th birthday. It's their anniversary. So, Brent and Anita Combs, if you are still listening, I apologize. Who knows? Maybe it's your birthday too, but happy anniversary. And then in the last 2 segments, I shared a very sad story about Pastor Ed Young, whose oldest daughter died very suddenly, very unexpectedly, in just a tragic way. And evidently, I referred to him at least a couple of times as Ed Henry rather than Ed Young. Now, the reason the last 2 Sundays, Joy and I have had the privilege of hearing Dr. Jim Henry in Florida. The church that we've been attending, Dr. Jim Henry is the interim pastor. Jim Henry was pastor of First Baptist Church of Orlando for many, many years, past president of the Southern Baptist Convention. I guess I had him on my mind. But the pastor whose daughter died tragically was Pastor Ed Young of Fellowship Baptist Church, or Fellowship Church, in Grapevine, Texas. So anyway, it'll take me a while to get back into the swing of things. Now, I don't want today to be downer Tuesday. I really don't. But I really believe that I needed to discuss that previous story with you because so many families are hurting, folks. And I'm not going to go back into all of that, but we often don't know because people are afraid to be really honest with their brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we wear masks, and we must be able to be honest with other people and be vulnerable to other people and share what our needs are and what God is doing in our life and what we need God to do in our life. But then there's this story. The story of Ravi Zacharias. Most of you are familiar with Ravi Zacharias. He was one of America's premier Christian apologists, had lectured all over the world on Christian apologetics, wrote dozens of books, had a very successful TV program, podcast. Ravi Zacharias Ministries is established all over the planet. They've got offices in many other countries, and they're doing wonderful apologetic work. Well, he died on May 19th of just this last year from cancer. He was 74 years old. Sadly, tragically, we are learning that Ravi Zacharias may have been a brilliant mind, but he was not the man that we thought he was. A few years ago, there were accusations made from a couple in Canada about an inappropriate relationship between Ravi Zacharias and the wife of this couple up in Canada. There were legal proceedings, accusations, counter-accusations, lawsuits, counter-lawsuits, and there was a settlement, an out-of-court settlement, and it just went away. Many people questioned Ravi Zacharias about this situation. He denied everything. He absolutely said there was nothing to it. He denied it. And almost everyone believed him. At the time of his death, many women, not just one or two, but many women came out and shared stories of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and sadly, even rape. Well, the ministry, RZIM, Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, to their credit. Now, listen, think about how hard this was for them. This man was the namesake of their ministry. RZIM is Ravi Zacharias International Ministry. The leadership of this ministry hired an independent investigating agency firm and said, "We just want the truth. If these things are true, we want to know. If they are not true, we want Ravi's name cleared. But no holds barred. We will open any records. You have complete freedom. All we want to know is the truth." Well, they have examined and published their report, and it would seem that there is absolute evidence that Ravi Zacharias was a serial abuser of women, a man of not just questionable morality, but horrible morality. They found evidence on several cell phones of explicit photographs of he and women, selfie style photographs of explicit nature of he and other women. And the evidence goes on and on and on and on. Now, when something like this happens, my question always is, what are we to learn? It doesn't do any good to stand around and condemn and throw stones and make accusations. The ultimate question is, what can we learn? And I believe there's a great deal we can learn from this. I'm coming up on a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. It's a tragic thing, absolutely tragic thing, and it needs to be dealt with in a very straightforward manner. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The more we learn about the life of Ravi Zacharias, the more heart-wrenching it becomes. Ravi Zacharias was held up as the premier Christian apologist in America, or at least one of the premier Christian apologists, spoke all over the country, spoke all over the world. In 2018, although he was not personally Southern Baptist, he addressed the Southern Baptist Convention, and his message was convictions that conquered the world. Well, we now know, sadly and tragically, that his convictions, his personal convictions, were not what he preached. Preach one thing, practice something completely different. And again, I want to be very cautious in not jumping to conclusions. Ravi Zacharias' ministry hired an independent investigating company to put together a full investigative report. That report has now been finished and published, and there is an abundant amount of evidence that he was a sexual predator, had numerous inappropriate sexual relationships, and there is even some pretty strong evidence of even a case of rape. All right, now what do we make of this? Well, number one, we do not throw out what he taught. What he taught was true. The biblical principles that he taught, listen, all vessels are at least a little bit dirty because we're humans. We're all prone to failure. I used to tell my congregation this all the time. They were probably sick and tired of me hearing it, but for the 25 years that I was pastoring, I continually told my congregation, folks, listen, if I haven't failed you yet, hang on, I will. I don't want to. I'm going to try not to, but I'm a human. And sooner or later, I'm going to fail you. A flawed vessel does not mean that the message was flawed. Truth is truth. Now, this is an extreme illustration, but it's true. If an atheist got up and read a sermon from a Bible-believing preacher, word for word, read the manuscript, it would still be true, even though it was read by an atheist. Say, well, would the Holy Spirit bless it? I'm not smart enough to know that, but I know that truth is truth. So we don't throw out the things that he taught, and it doesn't make them untrue. But what can we learn from this? First of all, in the church today, we often have a pedestal problem. We put Christian leaders, male and female, pastors, teachers, singers, artists, we put Christian leaders of all stripes and shapes and gender, we put them often on pedestals where they do not belong. That's part of our human nature as well. We want people up on pedestals. We put pastors on pedestals, Christian singers on pedestals. Now, I am a firm believer in honoring spiritual leadership. I really am. I am a firm believer in honoring pastoral leadership in a church. I believe we give honor where honor is due. At times, I've been almost fanatical on that. But we don't put anyone on a pedestal of infallibility where we put that person and their personality above God and His Word. Can't have people on pedestals. And then secondly, there is the accountability problem. The more that I read about Ravi Zacharias and his ministry, there were red flags everywhere. There were multiple people in his ministry that saw red flags. And several of them approached him and questioned him, and he just absolutely denied it. And they thought, well, it's Ravi. Look at who it is. He says it's not true, so I guess it can't be true. No one is above accountability. No one. No Christian leader, no pastor, no evangelist, no musician. No one is above accountability. Now, as we talk about on this program all the time, balance, balance, balance. We honor spiritual leadership. We honor spiritual leaders, but we don't put them on a pedestal, and we make sure that there are means and methods of accountability surrounding them. I remember a battle that I had with the leadership of the church that I pastored. We decided it was right and proper to put windows in every single door in the church so that no one could be in a room alone with anyone, particularly in the children's area. So we spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. We put a window in every single door in the church. That was accountability. There was one door that I didn't want a window, my office. Now, not because I was going to do anything bad, but I spent a lot of time in my office, and I have a weird, weird habit. Often I would study and study and study, and if I would reach a hard spot, I had a big recliner in my office, and I would sit back in that recliner and take a nap. And often, in fact, almost always, when I would wake up from a short nap, the outline would form in my head. It was something that I did, and I didn't want people looking in the door seeing the pastor asleep in his recliner. And so I had a battle with the leaders. And they said, no, Pastor. You're going to have a window on your door as well. I finally gave in because they were right. They were right. I was not above accountability. And you know what? I'm thankful that that window was always there. If you're in spiritual leadership, you are not above accountability. No one is. It's a terrible tragedy at Ravi Zacharias Ministries, but we need to learn. The Christian community needs to learn.